What time is it? That little turnkey took my watch as well. Gunnar looked at his wrist.
Just after 11.
They'll be here any minute. You have to go. You can't get caught in here. If they know I've been talking to you, they'll take you too.
I don't get it, Nickerson. How am I supposed to...
But it was no use. Nickerson was practically pushing him out the door.
Speak to Victor. Tell him what I told you. And Christ, Gunnar, don't get caught before you do. Now go!
What do you have to say for yourself, sabotaging my tour yesterday? She staged a gasp, complete with a fluttering hand to her chest.
I did no such thing.
It took everything in him not to smile at her, or lean down and claim her lips.
Yes, you did. The drive is so long.
I want a massage.
The rugs need upgrading.
Addy smirked up at him.
Only because it makes you so surly.
Surly? I am ever polite and mild-mannered, Logan said. A wicked challenge lit her green eyes. You're a delight to rile up.
Sir? Sir? I'm not a sir, Potts. I'm a bloody corporal, Potts. That means you calls me Corporal Potts. And you are shaving in an official regimental mug, Potts, what you have not been issued with, right? You a deserter, Potts?
No, sir, Corporal.
A thief, then?
No, Corporal.
Then how come you got the bloody mug, Potts?
Got it of a dead man, sir, Corporal.
Strappy's voice, pitched to a scream in any case, became a screech of rage.
You're a looter!
Be assured, Madam Lessa, Ivar said in a placatory voice, that every word you have heard is factual. Lessa turned towards the screen which had displayed marvels to her, images of people she knew were dust centuries ago, and objects totally foreign to her eyes.
I don't doubt you, Ivar. I doubt my ability to absorb half the wonders you have described and shown us.
Be assured that you have achieved wonders of your own, Ivar replied. To survive the menace that nearly overwhelmed the settlers.